As we are standing here on the 8th of April, 2014, there are currently 107 stars on the wall, and this year is the 40th anniversary of the memorial.
CIA Museum Director Tony Hyland giving a verbal and visual tour of the agency's Wall of Stars at its headquarters in Langley, Virginia.
And across our 107, there is a diversity of experience from all four directorates. There are 10 women on the wall. The youngest is a woman, Barbara Robbins, was the first woman killed in the line of duty in 1965 and is the youngest star at just 21.
The tour was designed to highlight the anniversary of the wall and efforts to attract more minorities.
In 1974, the original field of 31 stars went up. And among those 31 were two African-American officers.
The CIA has always depended upon minorities to help get its work done, and is even more so today, considering the nature and origin of threats facing the U.S.
My name is Harold Tate. I'm currently the Deputy Director of Support for Management and Modernization.
Harold is an African-American at CIA with a somewhat unique history.
I'm a second-generation agency officer. My father started working here in 1955.
Harold is one of five minority CIA officers assembled in a room not too far from the Wall of Stars to talk about their feelings about diversity at CIA.
It's actually opened up opportunities to me to serve across a number of different offices within CIA, both domestically and in the foreign field. And has allowed me to then contribute in the way, best manner that I can. And as a result, my achievements have been valued, recognized, and has led to my eventual movement through the ranks to my current leadership position.
I'm Carmen Middleton. I'm the director of CIA's Center for Mission Diversity and Inclusion. And I've been with CIA for 30 years.
Carmen, a Latina, says the CIA has a rich history of taking on problems, including 1953's Petticoat Panel, and again in 1991 with the Glass Ceiling Study, studies which she says have brought up some uncomfortable realities.
Any organization may have a challenge when part of its workforce highlights some uncomfortable realities. Maybe part of the workforce isn't moving or advancing quickly enough. Maybe part of the workforce is experiencing different behaviors.
The CIA, like the rest of America, has been a product of its environment during the times which it's existed. And in our next segment,
even going back to the times of the Greeks and Romans,
we'll examine how CIA is trying to update its look. J.J. Green, WTOP News.